Krishna continued to talk with his Brahmana friend. "My dear friend, I think you remember our activities during the days when we were living as students. You may remember that once we went to collect fuel from the forest on the order of the guru's wife. While collecting the dry wood, we entered the dense forest and by chance became lost. There was an unexpected dust storm, and then clouds and lightning in the sky, and the explosive sound of thunder. Then Satsen came, and we were lost in the dark jungle. After this, there was severe rainfall. The whole ground was overflooded with water, and we could not trace out the way to return to our guru's ashrama. You may remember that heavy rainfall. It was not actually rainfall, but a sort of devastation. On account of the dust storm and heavy rain, we began to feel greatly pained, and which whatever direction we turned, we were bewildered. In that distressed condition, we took each other's hand and tried to find our way out. We passed the whole night in that way, and early in the morning, when our absence became known to our Gurudeva, he sent his other disciples to search us out. He also came with them, and when they reached us in the jungle, they found us very much distressed. With great compassion, our Gurudev said, "My dear boys, it is very wonderful that you have suffered so much trouble for me. Everyone likes to take care of his body as the first consideration, but you are so good and faithful to your guru that without caring for bodily comforts, you have taken so much trouble for me. I am glad to see that bona fide students like you will undergo any kind of trouble for the satisfaction of the spiritual master. That is the way for a bona fide disciple to become free from his debt to the spiritual master. It is the duty of the disciple to dedicate his life to the service of the spiritual master. My dear best of the twice born, I am greatly pleased by your acts, and I bless you. May all your desires and ambitions be fulfilled. May the understanding of the Vedas, which you have learned from me, always continue to remain within your memory, so that at every moment you can remember the teachings of the Vedas and quote their instructions without difficulty. Thus, you will never be disappointed in this life or the next." Krishna continued to speak, "My dear friend, you may remember that many such incidents occurred while we were in the ashram of our spiritual master. Both of us can realize that without the blessings of the spiritual master, no one can be happy. By the mercy of the spiritual master and by his blessings, one can achieve peace and prosperity and be able to fulfill the mission of human life. On hearing this, the learned Brahmana replied, "My dear Krishna, you are the Supreme Lord and the Supreme Spiritual Master of everyone. And since I was fortunate enough to live with you in the house of our Guru, I think I have nothing more to do in the matter of prescribed Vedic duties. My dear Lord, the Vedic hymns, ritualistic ceremonies, religious activities, and all other necessities for the perfection of human life, including economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, are all derived from one source, your Supreme Personality. All the different processes of life are ultimately meant for understanding your personality. In other words, they are the different parts of your transcendental form. And yet, you played the role of a student and lived with us in the house of the Guru. This means that you adapted all these pastimes for your pleasure only. Otherwise, there was no need for your playing the role of a human being." Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 80th chapter of Krishna entitled "The Meeting of Lord Krishna with Sudama Brahman."
You can call them Allah, you can call them Buddha, you can call them Jehovah, you can call them Adonai, why you can even say Jesus, my sweet Lord Jesus, you can say any name of the Lord, it's all the same to me. My sweet Lord,
Hare Krishna.
Oh, my Lord,
Hare Krishna.
My sweet Lord,
Krishna Krishna.
Oh, my Lord,
Hare Hare.
Really wanna see you,
Hare Rama.
Really wanna be with
Hare
you,
Hare Rama.
Really wanna see you,
Rama,
Lord, but it takes so long. My sweet Lord,
Hare Krishna.
Oh, my Lord,
Krishna Krishna.
Oh, my Lord,
Hare Hare.
Really wanna know you,
Hare Rama.
Really wanna go with
Hare
you,
Rama.
Really wanna show you, Lord,
Rama,
that I hope it won't take long.
Hare Hare.
And Lord,
Hare Krishna.
Oh, my Lord,
Hare Krishna.
My Lord,
Krishna Krishna.
Oh, my Lord,
Hare Hare.
Really wanna serve
Hare
you,
Hare Rama.
Though I don't deserve
Hare
you,
Hare Rama.
Really wanna serve you,
Rama,
Lord. Please don't let it be long.
Hare Hare,
my sweet Lord,
Hare Krishna.
Oh.
much, much sweet Lord.
Krishna, Krishna,
my Lord.
Hare, Hare,
my sweet Lord.